Here we are, folks. British People's League on air. BritishPeople'sLeague.com. Our radio shows. And happy Father's Day to the fathers out there in the world who deserve it. If you don't deserve the happy Father's Day, well, then rot in hell. We're talking good fathers, good dads, and especially white dads. British People's League on air. We're really excited today for several reasons. We have Indiana Mike, who pushed me to get Skype on. And this is the first show we've been able to do with a threesome without someone in the room. The beauty is if we have an audience in the studio room, we can talk to half the world. And sitting by is, I'm not sure of his official title, with the European Heritage Week, is Mr. Bob Smith. Say hello to the world, Bob.
Well, good afternoon, John. Good afternoon, listeners.
And we've got Indiana Mike on Skype. You can say hello, Mike.
Hello, John. Hello, Bob.
Hello, world. You forgot the world, guys.
World.
Okay. So anyway, can I call you Bob, Mr. Smith?
By all means.
Okay.
By the way, I want to congratulate you on your idea of that white village. It was purely inspired.
Well, it's good to know you guys are in Toronto with us all the way. It gets kind of isolated up here. Mike, if you would just like to ask Bob then some basic questions about European Heritage Week. Mike, go ahead.
Well, sure. Bob, as you know, we just met, and John explained a little bit about European Heritage Week to me, but not a whole lot. So what's that all about? What is it, basically?
Well, basically, European Heritage Week, just a bit of a background. It was founded in 1994 by Nationalist Party of Canada leader Don Andrews. And the basic purpose of it is to have people remember and celebrate the contributions of Europeans to our culture and tradition here in Canada, and of course wherever it is celebrated. I might add, as a part of the history, during the first year of it, not only did the state of California legislature officially declare European Heritage Month in that state, but we also received a very nice letter from a representative of Queen Elizabeth from Buckingham Palace. It was a good idea.
A good idea.
You're just fading a wee bit, Bob, if you could speak up a bit.
How's this?
Just keep going.
Anyway, every year is celebrated on the commemoration of Canadian Thanksgiving Day. This year it will be running from October the 10th to the 16th. And we're encouraging cities in North America, especially Canada, we're asking their municipal councils to officially declare it. And over since 1994, we've had cities across Canada originally declared and proclaim it in their towns, such as Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, London, Ontario, St. Catharines. Just recently, we've had declarations in Cranbrook, Port Alberni, in British Columbia.
Right.
Rocky Mountain House, Alberta, for instance.
And what do you do during European Heritage Week, Bob?
What we encourage people to do is basically discover their own European heritage. It's a good idea to remember, of course, that one of our founding cultures, of course, is British.
Right.
We encourage people to go to their libraries, do a little exploring and studying, perhaps get on the internet, form a study group, or encourage their museums to have European heritage and European-themed exhibits. Even just to celebrate by going to a European restaurant.
And what do you folks do down in Toronto specifically, Bob?
Well, we have sent a letter to Mayor Rob Ford asking him to officially declare it. So we are basically waiting to hear from him on that. Hopefully they will respond quite positively.
And how long have you been involved with the European Heritage Week, Bob?
I've been involved as a coordinator now since basically it was founded in 1994.
Great, great. Do you get any negative feedback at all? It sounds all very positive.
Well, it is meant to be a positive and edifying experience. And, of course, one of the problems, of course, a lot of people in the country, sadly, they have a little bit of a problem with the idea of European heritage.
Right.
Now, here in Canada, or at least in Toronto, we have an Asian month. In the United States, there's a Black History Month. So I can't see any kind of objection why Europeans should be denied their rights to be able to celebrate their culture for 1 week.
Right. Yeah, they have a Black History Month, as a matter of fact, here in the United States. So.
You know, Bob, I'm fiddling with the buttons trying to get the volume up, and I think I pushed the mic off accidentally for a minute. Could you, if you mind repeating again, you were saying what about the Black History Month? Could you just repeat that bit again?
Sure. In the United States, they have a Black History Month. I believe it's in January. And, of course, up here we have an Asian History Month. So I can't see the objections where European heritage and history should not be celebrated for at least 1 week.
And you're fading a bit, Bob.
Yeah, how's this?
Yeah, just keep that mic jammed right at the tip of your tongue. And to the audience, I have to apologize. I'm very primitive at technical stuff, and I'm just doing the best I can. But, okay, Bob, carry on. Sorry.
So as I was saying, we are trying to get cities, in, you know, large and small across Canada to recognize this and for their councils to officially adopt this in perpetuity. That means it will be celebrated every Canadian Thanksgiving. Particularly on the day, on the Monday that it falls on.
Right.
Well, you folk, I'm talking to two great samples right here, because I know as well as British heritage, Bob, you're very proud of your Polish heritage, and Mike here, he's generations American-German, and I've got my Scottish. So I think the idea is absolutely brilliant, and what I like about it, Bob and Mike, is there's no chance for, oh, I don't know how to say the word, rivalry or intergroup jealousy or childishness that has permeated and rotted the right wing for so many years. This is one of the most positive, upbeat things on the planet as far as white racial folk is concerned. European Heritage Week. So we really tip our hats to you and your party for that, Bob.
Well, thanks very much. I think it's important in this age where we have so much media in the films and, of course, on television, which has a tendency to either distort European history or block part of it out or even make fun of European people. I think it's important to present the history of Europe in a positive, and, of course, wherever it occurs, we have to remember that we've made mistakes in our history, too. I mean, you cannot, if you're going to tell your history, you've got to tell all of it.
Sure.
Right.
Overall, is a positive thing.
Well, it is. It's totally positive. And, you know, when the Columbus Day parades and some of the natives get restless and cry about persecution and wherever we traveled, well, you know my arrogance, Bob and Mike, I say too bloody bad. We're proud of our history. We have been conquerors, and we always will be conquerors. Now, that's John Beattie speaking. Folks, I know the European Heritage Week, exactly as Bob Smith is announcing to everyone listening, it's to celebrate our culture and our history in a positive way, not in a wild way as this wild man Beattie in the woods. But I really believe we shouldn't step back and be ashamed of our history. We've made mistakes, as Bob so eloquently put it. Yes, we can't be proud of our mistakes, but it cannot demean from our history. It's ironic, folks. I'm looking, a good friend of mine, a supporter of the British People's League, who was raised in Bermuda here in the area of Minden, he typed me up a list because of my job, and he gave me these three slogans, and I think it applies beautifully to European Heritage Week and to the white man's cause wherever we are. And the three slogans, when these customers drive me wacko, and one slogan: don't let them grind you down. Don't let them insult you. Don't let them waste your time. And that is such beautiful slogans, fellas, and I think it matches beautifully those who would insult our history. As Bob said, you know, we've got Black History Month, Chinese, Asian, etc.
Right.
Shoot, Bob, go ahead.
Well, basically, it's not only just a sense of being fair to a people who basically are responsible for all what we know as part of being Canadians.
Right.
It's also a matter, okay, of a matter of personal pride. We should be very proud, those of us here in Canada, who can trace our roots back to Europe, because we know our accomplishments. We might not talk about them all the time, but we should be proud of what we have brought to this country, and we should be have at least 1 week every year to express that pride and celebrate it. European history is something to be proud of and to celebrate.
And this would be international in the white areas, right, Bob? Whether it's Britain, Germany, United States, or wherever, correct?
Wherever the seat of Europe is, we have a lot to be proud of. We have accomplished a lot in the history of man, And I say, let's celebrate, let's enjoy it, and let's make it a positive experience for all.
Okay, now, Bob, we're halfway through the show. I'd like to give you the opportunity of giving out some contact information for you folks, and then we'll do it again near the end of the show. So have you got some contact numbers or emails or whatever, Bob?
Well, those who wish to contact us with any questions can send any inquiries to our email, which is info@natparty.com. And our web address is www.natparty.com/heritage.htm.
Oh, okay. I'm on your website right now, so I'm looking for that.
Okay, so that was info@natparty.com.
That's right.
Right. Okay, folks, so there, Bob's giving me that idea. Now,
I have a question, John.
Go for it. To Bob.
Can Bob, can somebody in the United States get involved in this? If nothing else, at least getting a T-shirt of some kind and wearing it during that time?
We're not putting out the T-shirts this year. We may be putting out leaflets this year. We've had initially, when we began, we put out posters that we were distributing around, and we also put out leaflets, but we'll probably be having leaflets to educate people. And if any, once we do that, we'll be letting people know through our website, and if they wish to have a bunch of leaflets at that time,
sure,
to distribute and to encourage people to celebrate it, by all means, get in touch with us.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I wish there was something. My hat's off to you guys for
Well, if there's any American listeners who are interested in having their own municipal councils, I suggest they contact their aldermen or their mayors or reeves or whoever is in charge of their local government and talk to them about it and ask them to declare European Heritage Week.
Bob, I think this would be a good opportunity, just in case anything was faded early in the show. I don't think it'd be silly at all. Could you repeat then the successes you've had, the recognition that European Week has had in a few municipalities? Could you repeat that list again?
Okay, what we've had, okay, so far since 1994, okay, we've had Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Halifax, London, Barrie, Ontario, St. Catharines, Owen Sound, Regina, Saskatchewan, and just recently we've had declarations in Trail, Port Alberni, Victoria, British Columbia, Penticton, British Columbia, and as well as Cranbrook there, and in Rocky Mountain House, Alberta.
That is incredible.
That is incredible.
I didn't realize that many had fallen in line. That is fantastic. You folks could really be proud.
You mentioned Rhode Island.
Nothing in Rhode Island yet, no.
Oh, okay, okay.
We had basically in America is the state of California, and that was in 1994.
That's the state legislature's
European Heritage Month for that year.
Yeah, I know there's lots of problems in California, and I think something like that would...
Too bad the Terminator is gone. He had his chance, and he kind of blew it. Looks like it's back to the movies for him, or game shows.
Yeah, for sure. And, Bob, Mike is co-host of these shows, so I have to, we discuss things. And if you'd like to talk it over with your committee, but we'd be honored to plug European Heritage Week with you or any other spokesperson, whoever, once a month from now until October. Would that be all right with you folks?
Well, that sounds fine to me.
Yeah. Well, we still have some time here. Mike, is there anything you could pin Bob down? So you're doing postering. You send out posters and...
We did postering in the early years, and we'll likely be putting out leaflets this year later on to help publicize it.
Right, right. But I think I sense that, and I agree, I think I sense the feeling of you're putting it up to people out there to take some responsibility and initiative. They should get in touch with you, get some of the leaflets. And I suppose, too, Bob, people would squirm at, well, how do I approach the city council? So as you said earlier, folks... Bob Smith and their Committee of European Heritage Week, they will email you a sample declaration. Is that right, Bob?
That's right. We have one that is specifically designed to be specifically word that we wish councils to pass, and upon request, we will forward a copy of it to anyone inquiring.
Right, right. And I should point out, folks, that knowing the history of Bob Smith and the leader of the Nationalist Party of Canada, Donald Clark Andrews, that these two men in particular have gone through hell up and down up and down through hell, and yet they're still with the cause of our European heritage. And if anything, they're in a very smooth, subdued fashion and very articulate. I still have a problem of being a little bit too radical when I start to rant and rave. But I don't have any reason compared to Bob Smith and Don Andrews for really raving. And yet they've been patient and toned everything down in a very, very respectable fashion. And proof is in the pudding that all of these towns, cities, and villages have acknowledged European Heritage Week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I'm reading your, I found the page on your website there, and looks like you tried to it says Rob Ford gets the call to declare European Heritage Week in Toronto. So it looks like that's your next
target.
Yes.
Well, I think it would be very good now that we're in our 17th year of operation if the mayor of Canada's largest English-speaking city were to say, yes, we still have proud Europeans here. Our city was basically founded by Europeans. Let's declare it.
Yeah, excellent. A tad of humor, and Johnny Beattie has a bit of a very unusual humor, as you know, Bob. But I was looking at these initials, European Heritage Week, EHW, and it could almost be short form. It would please the identity listeners out there, the white Christian identity types, because EHW could almost be short form for Jehovah. And, of course, that term is respected by a lot of white, various white religious approaches. Just a bit of humor, but I think that the three initials together do catch your eye, EHW. Very unusual. Well, I think you're really on a roll. We've still got a good 3 minutes, Bob. Let's put it this way. May I make a suggestion? Supposing someone listening in the audience out there is in the know how to do the town council thing and they get a copy from you, etc., fine and dandy. If they get questioned what's behind it all, they could speak as you have, celebrate, it's about time for us for recognition. But at some point, would it be okay for someone out there trying to get it rolling to give your email out? You don't hesitate on the info@natparty.com, right? In other words, yeah. You get my point? If they run into a roadblock and they think they're getting the nibble and it looks good, but there's a couple of further questions that say someone new at this, wouldn't know how to answer specifically. So I'm just suggesting to you, Bob, be prepared if someone in the audience out there gets the drift and if they have a problem or two, they will email you. And also, a community council that they may have gotten in touch with may want to email you direct. So I just wanted to put you on the alert to that, Bob.
No problem. We don't anticipate too many problems, but as I say, this is a positive celebration, and it is meant to be so.
Oh yeah, it's just you take it so cool. It's fantastic, and that is positive. Oh, I'm always looking for little hitches. Nothing serious. Just some question the council might have. Well, what would you like us to do besides announce it? Hell, maybe town council could give a grant so that the poor whites on the street corner. Poor whites on the street corner could attend and enjoy a good European style meal, whether it's sauerkraut with those of German heritage or Irish dumpling pudding or whatever. What's a few other delicacies, guys?
Well, they have a German beer fest here in town in Fort Wayne, Indiana, but that's not exactly.
No, but we can get the offshoot branch of it, the offshoot, and just as we did up here with the British People's League, we trotted into the county fair. There were 10 of us wearing the T-shirts, and it just showed that we're responsible. We're not standing out in the street corners in ridiculous uniforms and making fools of ourselves, just as Bob Smith so eloquently started off the show. It's positive. And yes, I'm sort of covering my tracks here. When I talked about little problems, I wasn't meaning any big problems. I just meant sometimes to smooth things over. It's great to repeat that email address.
Sorry to interrupt, John, but we got 30 seconds left.
Hey, good for you. Okay, Bob. Well, thank you very much, Bob Smith of European Heritage Week. And you've got his email info@natparty.com. Okay, Bob. You folks can both stay on for a minute, Bob, but the official part of the show will end with the lesson in a minute. But hang on, you folks. You can say goodbye to the world, Bob.
Well, goodbye, everyone, and don't forget to celebrate European Heritage Week, October 10th through 16th.
And, Mike, you say goodbye real quick to the world?
Bye, world.
Okay, and yours truly, John Beattie, signing off, and this is just the beginning, folks. I'm telling you, we are going to become our own media, and that's what we are doing. God bless each and every one of you for listening, and those worthy fathers, enjoy the day. Goodbye for now. Okay, now stop recording. Stop recording. Do you want to save? Yes.